What's going on? This is your boy, Jay Will, your host of the Jay Will Podcast Interviews and Commentary. You can find me on media.rss.com. Just look for Jay Will Podcast Interviews and Commentary. Also, you can find me on the Anointed Radio Network. Also, I'm on all podcast platforms. I also have a syndicated radio show, which is on itsallgospel.com. My show times for that is Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Central time, and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Monday through Friday, you can listen to the show at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Central time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I also host the Unsigned Artist Gospel Show along with the J. Will Gospel Show. You can email me at leewill@gmail.com. That's leewill@gmail.com. You can follow my social media pages on Facebook. It's James Williams Music. On Instagram, it's James Williams 5497. On Twitter, it's at James Williams M1. And on my YouTube channel, it's at James Williams ZS9DO. All right, let's go ahead and jump in this interview. We have Rosina Williams, a recording artist from Texas. Let's go. What's going on? What's going on? This is your boy, Jay Will, your host of the Jay Will Gospel Show. And ladies and gentlemen, guess who I have on the horn with me right now? None other than Rosina Williams. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Glad to have you on. Tell the people where you're from.
I'm from Houston, Texas. I was born in Louisiana, but I'm from Houston, Texas. I've been here for many years now.
Is that right? So
yes.
I'm going to play some of your music while in the background. Yeah. This is the Rosina Williams. So how long you been in Texas?
Oh, well, actually, since 9 years old. I'm 58 now, so I've been here since 9 years old. Yeah, so you might as well almost say I was born here anyway, because I've been here longer than I've been in Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you miss that Cajun food down there in Louisiana?
Oh, no, I can cook it myself down here.
Don't make me drive to Texas.
Yeah.
No, don't make
I'm
me drive
everything.
Man. Yeah, don't make me drive to Texas, man, because I love
you. Come on down here.
So how is it over in Texas?
Well, always hot. And when the weather comes, it's like super powerful weather. A lot of flooding. But otherwise, just full of crime, I hate to say. Full of crime.
I think it's
everywhere. God keeps us protected. His children, he keeps us protected.
Yeah, I think that crime thing is kind of everywhere, you know?
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of out of control.
But God so keeps us protected, though.
Hey, won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Won't he do it? Hey, so how long have you been singing?
I've been singing since I was 7 years old. See, God really is when I moved here to Houston.
Yeah, you know, you people that started singing at 7 years old, man, I don't like y'all. I don't like y'all because y'all just be doing it, you know?
I feel like everybody has a singing voice, just that some people went to be trained and some people have it naturally. I can say I was trained through the years on up until adult age, and then it got like really serious when I got in high school, mostly in middle school and high school. It's when I started singing in the choir and being asked to lead songs. And also too, when my mom brought me to Houston, she took me around to different churches and I was singing at different churches.
Wow. Where
they would ask me to come.
Man, so tell me about that. How's your musical journey been transforming from, you know, just I'm gonna sing at church to now recording artist? How's that transition?
You know what? God took me step by step. At times he brought people into my life to teach me things I didn't know, to put me in situations where I even wasn't comfortable. but learned from it, learned to be strong, and learned to put, you know, deal with letdowns and you know, when times are good and times are bad, dealing with my singing. And because you have a lot of people, even in the Christian music business, that are devious, you know, and yeah. I always thought, like, when I did my first song, that everybody in the Christian world was like really kind. Oh no, they, I got to remember they're human too, you know. But I've learned how to be strong, and as long as I am good to people, and I have been blessing people. Like, there's a young lady I'm helping her right now to bring her new project out. Yeah. And I've been making sure that I don't make any of those mistakes that people made with me, because I want her to think good of me and look up to me, you know?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good trait to have, because sometimes it can be cutthroat. Mm-hmm. In the music industry, you know, it's
that's right.
I get tons and tons of music from artists from all over the planet. And mm-hmm. the one thing that I've noticed is that the independent artists, is a trend where they want to be more helpful to yes. up and coming artists.
Yes.
Because they know where we, you know, where they come from.
Yes. But you know, not so, all of them, you know, yeah. I thank God that He gave me a heart to make sure that I'm a part of helping somebody else's success and them ministering for God too.
Yeah, yeah. So mm-hmm. how many projects have you done?
Well, this is my fifth one.
Fifth one?
Fifth one. These last two projects, I worked with the Pipers, Sheila Moore Piper and Glenn G.P. Piper.
Right, right.
So these two last songs were like totally different. And then the first three songs I worked with a guy here in Houston also, but they're all fantastic. But it's just a change in the music when I got with the Pipers.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
totally different. But you know, I also love my first song that you play a lot too. So
what's that?
You've Been Good.
Oh yeah! As a matter of fact, I got that playing in the background now. Hold on,
I see you. That was my very first one.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all listen at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Let's look at you go. You better. Hey, and that's still out on all digital platforms, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get that project. So let's talk about Keep My Trust. Mm-hmm. So that song's been out like over a year now, right?
Yes.
So
a year and a half.
Is that right? So who helped you mm-hmm. produce that song?
Yes. Well, that song was also written by Sheila Moore Piper.
Is that right?
Like I said, she took a lot of what was going on with my life and things that might have gone on with her life too. She took that story, but also I have a lot of true story in that song. Like the end where it says, like watching my brother die.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it was hard. It was hard. And yes, I did scream just like it says in the song. It was a wow. scream I've never ever had before, a scream I couldn't even stop. But you know, God strengthened me. He strengthened me. He had to strengthen me, because I thought I wasn't gonna make it, because I had already lost my oldest brother and my mom. And this brother here, my mom said, make sure you take care of this brother, keep him protected at all times. And when that happened, I wasn't expecting that. It's like he died 2 hours after his birthday party.
Oh man.
Somebody shot and killed him. Yeah.
Wow.
But God has strengthened me to help me to go on. He reminded me, you know, you have grandchildren. You still have a ministry for me.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be strong. Stay in my word, you know, stayed in my word and kept praying. And God has healed my mind. He has healed my mind. But yeah. I'm not going to say that I don't tear up sometime or cry sometime, because that's like my whole immediate family is gone. My mom and my two brothers. They are who I grew up with. Yes.
You know, yes. And I think
holding me though.
I think we, you know, a lot of us that are getting older, you know, I'm in my mid-50s now, and, you know, some of my family members, even my parents, and I have a brother and sister that's deceased now, and we all go through that grieving thing, and we feel that pain, but it's something about the sustainability of God's love that kind of keeps us going.
Yes.
You know,
and God knows that I have a will to continue on for him. You know, I don't want to stop. And I remember telling him back in 2015 when I dedicated my flesh to him.
Yeah.
Like I actually haven't been in a relationship since 2015 because I was trying to show God how important he was to me and how serious I was about serving him. So, and it's been that way ever since. And I told God that no matter what happens at that time, you know, and it's like, after I made that promise, it's like everything was thrown at me all kinds of ways, you know. But the hardest thing to deal with was what's the death of my baby brother. Man. And I'm like, okay, God, I'm not going to give up on you. I promised you, and I mean I'm going to stand strong. I say, still use me. Send me wherever you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. And I promised you that, and I'm still going to stand my ground. And you let Satan know he will not take me away from you, no matter how my flesh feels so much emotions right now. I'm still going to stand up for you. So I never gave up, and I'm not going to give up, man.
You know, that's a strong testimony spiritually. You know, sometimes, you know, we're in the flesh, so we feel the adverse effects sometimes and the pain of what the flesh goes through in the different emotions. But knowing where you are in the Lord takes you on a different platform as far as that's concerned, because we realize that although things are looking bad, God has our best interest in his heart.
Yes he does.
So but Keep My Trust is a hot track. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all, as a matter of fact, let's see what we got here. Here we go. I'm gonna play a little bit of this, hold on.
All right.
I'm gonna say thank you. Throughout my day, I gotta give you praise. Till the end.
Yeah.
Your word forever mine.
You and the bridge is, I believe the chorus is hot too.
Every day of my life, I'll still praise you.
I'll still praise you.
I'll still praise you, Lord.
I'll still praise you, Lord.
I'll still
Hey, listen, let me turn it down because we'll be having church up here in a minute. But the song says, I will praise you. I'll still praise you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will keep my trust in him. Man, what a powerful song.
Thanks.
And I can tell.
I hope that everybody else feels the same way I feel, to let them know that they can go on and to be strong enough to keep their trust in God, you know, no matter what happens. It's hard sometimes, but no matter what happens, God is going to always be there for you. You can always call on him to, you know, to even just have a conversation, and he'll hear you. And sometimes he'll send people when he know that you're lonely or whatever and need somebody to talk to. He'll send people your way. And you might not even wonder why somebody just got in a conversation with you or whatever. And he'll send that person to comfort you, and you don't even know that you already asked for it. You know, it's all kinds of ways that God will send comfort to you.
But this song is a
fun. He won't let you be alone.
This song is a fun song. You know what I'm saying? It's peppy. It makes you move.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hit that when you went to the bridge. Every season of my life. I was like, oh, look at Rosina. But now your new song. Y'all flipped the script on that. It is totally different. And
you know, that comes from a testimony that nobody knew about, but I talked to Sheila about.
So
you know that that's another testimony.
We're going to get into that testimony, but I want to play a little bit of this song for the audience to hear the. So I started off with You've Been Good, which is a wonderful song. And I'm playing, you know, Keep My Trust. And now I want to go to the new song, which is entitled Clean Me Up. You see a photograph in the background. Nice photo, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you got the is that the leopard or cheetah? Is that the leopard you got?
Leopard. That's so funny.
I said, look at Rosina. Look at Miss Rosina.
I wanted to do something different because I don't see anybody else with leopard on their CD covers, you know?
Right.
I wanted to do something different this time.
But the whole color scheme and everything kind of works out, you know? So Ms. I'm going to play.
Glenn did that background.
Is that right?
Yes, he did the background.
Hey, man, he did a great job. So I'm going to play a little bit of your new single, which released today. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
So what's today's date? Is this the 25th? It's October 25th. It just dropped today. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't get this in your library, there's something wrong with you. But hold on one second, we're gonna get it. Y'all check this out. It's crazy.
Starting yes, way back then. Try to really just pretend. People who made all the rules. Certain things you can't excuse.
Yeah.
I was bound with a frown, struggling with me. I just wanna be free, but who can really do it? Wait, tell it now, wrong, here I am. Still struggling from way back then. Heard a preacher say, give it to him. Jesus Christ, yes, frees from sin. Took my bout with a frown. Gave me peace from within. His word has made me free. And every day I'm reading it.
All right, that's enough, audience. Y'all can't listen to no more of this. y'all got to go out and get this project. It just dropped today, October 25th. But so I want to ask you, because this song is so different than what you've done. You kind of brought the urban and hip-hop gospel flavor in there. How'd that make you feel?
I don't know. I want to actually reach a more younger crowd also now, and not just my own age range. I know that that's what the younger people like, and Sheila and her husband knows that that's what the younger people like. And actually everybody can move something, you know, move to the music. Yeah, it's not a song where you sit down. I'm sure somebody will be bobbing their head.
Look, I've been bobbing my head since you said it to me.
I was bobbing it when it was being made.
Oh, what a wonderful song. And
I can say that Sheila and her husband, Mr. Piper, they come up with some music that nobody ever thinks of. Totally different.
Well, I mean, the two of them, I mean, individually, each one of them are wrecking forces and juggernauts in music.
Yes, they are. But you've heard her music too, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
But you put the both of them together. Mm-hmm. And you got like an explosion, a volcano.
Spiritual fire.
Yes,
indeed.
So tell me the backdrop of this song. So you were you said this, you told Sheila a testimony, and she wrote the song based off your testimony. Tell me about that.
It also comes from a testimony she might have gone through too, and I'm not gonna talk about that.
Oh yeah, no, let's not do that.
My testimony is something that contingently happened to me when I was a young girl.
Okay. That's all you have to say about that. You know, you
almost, I want to kind of tell it a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe to somebody else.
Okay.
To be strengthened, you know?
Yes.
So, you know, it's something that happened to me as a little girl, and it was kind of like kept on the hush hush and stuff. And when it was found out, Yes, my mom did leave. Thank God that she cared enough to leave. But I know that there are some kids that are in those situations that won't say anything about it. And, you know, I just pray that God, you know, helps them to open up their mouth and talk about it, or helps somebody to see what's going on to where it won't be a hush hush, to where it would start affecting them when they grow up. While I was growing up, it affected me in ways to where I didn't want to be around people, which what happened wasn't their fault, but I right. didn't want anybody to be around me. I didn't want to be in conversations with people. I was still a nice person, yes, but even when I had my kids, yes, I did get with that dad, and it's like there was a blessing through meeting him or whatever. He was a good person to where I was able to, you know, have my children with. So like there were times when my kids were growing up, it went into a problem to where those things that happened started coming back up again. And it's like, you wouldn't think it would come up in your life when you're grown, but it's like all of that stuff, like just started flooding in my mind. And it's to where I took it to where my boys, I have three sons. I didn't want them to touch me when they tried to come and hug me just for a loving touch for mama or whatever, a loving hug for mama. I had a problem with it or whatever. And wow. I actually had to talk to my minister about that many, many times or whatever. And I started making myself hug them because it's not their fault what happened when I was young, you know? So, you know, right now I just pray that God helps the little kids that is happening to now, and you know, bless it to be seen, open up people's eyes around them, because some kids have no help, you know, some kids have no help. But I ask that God, you know, open up those hidden doors and those hidden secrets to keep them safe while they're growing up, because it will bother you growing up, you know. But like I said, God helped me. God has helped me and strengthened my mind from where I was when my kids were growing up. And I had a chance to sit down with them and talk to them when they were growing up and let them know what happened to me. I truthfully told them what happened.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, mama gonna start hugging you. I said, I love y'all. I kept telling them every day, I love y'all, I love y'all. I said, it's not y'all fault what happened. I talked to them about it to let them know what was going on. And then they understood. And they even talk to me now today, years later, you know, and say, mama, we understand, you know. And I tell them, you make sure you watch your girls and watch your boys too, because now the boys, you know. Yes, yeah. But it's, you know, God has healed my mind. He has healed my mind, and it's a whole lot better. Now I look out for my grandchildren, and I talk to them too ahead of time. And I know they get tired of me every time they come over here. Granny, you always ask me that question. I'm like, okay, Granny, you just need to make sure you're okay. Even though I pray for you, I still need to make sure you're okay. It doesn't hurt to ask. Nobody asked me when I was growing up, you know?
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that my past experiences helped me to be able to be empathetic mm-hmm. towards people who are going through things similarly that I went through. Mm-hmm. But it also helps me recognize when people start backing up and start isolating and introverting themselves because the stuff I went through. And you know, you helping me right now, because there's some things that I went through when I was growing up that I have internalized a bunch of stuff, and I don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just,
oh,
you know, but
you know, people usually think that it's just women, but that's not true. You know, it was young boys and young girls, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, it's
older it's people back in those days, act like it wasn't a big deal. You know, that's why I said, I'm glad my mom, when my mom did find out after those few years, she like, she took us to this lady to keep us. And the lady asked me a question, and I told her my stepfather gave some money, right? And she was like, where do you get all that money from or whatever? And I told her, I said, my stepdaddy gave it to me. And she called my mom. My mom came from she had just left. She left us there. My mom had just dropped us off. She came right back. She got us, and I heard her kept telling the lady, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so my mom took us home. My mom started moving stuff and put stuff in suitcases every day. She didn't think twice. You know, we moved 4 days that morning. We moved 4 days that morning from where we were. Sure did. And I'm like, I thank God that my mom she, you know, she found out. I was so happy that she found out. Yeah. Things got better from then. God wants me to use this as a testimony to help somebody else and to be like that strong part for them. I'm always, not just my granddaughters, whenever they have friends that come around or whatever, they say, granny, can this person come spend life from their school or whatever? I talk to them too.
Yeah.
I think that God is using me to be like a mentor and you know, a worker for him to make sure other little kids are okay. Not just the girls, but I have a grandson too that comes every once in a while. He say he's bored over here, but I get a chance to talk to him too. But every chance I get in conversations with little kids, I watch what they do and watch how they react. And some kids won't talk, you know what I'm saying? And then that's when you go in to ask them if they're okay, if anything is wrong or whatever, you know? So yeah. I feel like I'm here for that. Yes.
And your song is going to live on for centuries, because the song is a hot song, and it's going to help somebody that's going through an adverse situation, regardless of what it is. It's mm-hmm. going to help bring them out and help them understand that God loves you.
I pray that happens, and it will happen. We'll have you to sing these lyrics.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Clean me up. This song is nice. So.
Cleaned up my mind. Yes, he did.
Man, I tell you what.
And to forgive. Yeah.
So this song is on all digital platforms.
Yes, it is.
So your Spotify's, Apple Music, Tidal, Pandora, y'all go out and download this project, and it's going to bless you. I guarantee you. Your kids going to dig it too.
They already love it. They had a chance to listen to a snippet before it was done. And, you know, I'm always going to them so they can be my critics.
Yeah.
And my other son, my mama, please let me put it on social media. I'm like, nope. They said you can't do it yet. He wanted to put it on his social media. Because every song I do, he makes a video of it and put it on his social media, and he plays it in the car for all of his friends to hear. He has like a big following.
Yeah. And
I'm like, that's where a lot of my streaming comes from his friends. He has so many friends.
So if people want to shoot you an email and want you to come perform this song at their church,
mm-hmm. yes.
What's your email address?
It is rosina4040@gmail.com. That is rosina4040@gmail.com.
So you on social media?
Yes, I am.
Tell us your social media.
On Instagram and Twitter, it's Williams Rosina on Twitter. At Williams Rosina, all in small letters.
Okay.
On Facebook, it's just Rosina Williams.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. And so, TikTok. Yep. I have TikTok too.
Oh, you Rosina be TikToking. Williams. You be yes. TikToking.
Yes.
Hey, you need to get your grandkids to make a dance video with Clean Me Up playing.
You know what? I'm so glad you said that, because my little granddaughter loves to make those videos. Yeah. I'm going to have her to do that.
Yeah, and make sure you tag me on that.
Praise dance.
Yeah, like a little praise dance. Make sure she tags me on it. That way check it out. I'm thinking about pop locking to the song right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. One of my sons already told my mom, you should have let me freestyle to that song. I'm like,
I mean, you can always do a remix and let it rap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
So, you still doing plays and stuff?
Yes, I am still doing plays. I didn't get in this recent play, which that play will be on sometime in November, the first 2 weeks of November. And I did buy a ticket to go do, and I talked to her and I told her that I love her and I still support her, and that she might have me in the next one. I'll be in the next one possibly. I just have to make sure that all my personal stuff is going pretty good. before I actually take that step, because she doesn't play about her rehearsals. And you have to be on time and can't miss anything when she says, come here, come there, come this time, come this day, come this extra day that you wasn't planning to come. You have to be ready to go.
Yeah, it's a huge commitment.
She's very serious about it.
So, when we talked the other day, you told me you were in school.
Yes, I'm taking music business with my associate degree.
Is that right?
It goes back to when I told you how people use you in the music business.
Yeah.
So I'm learning about everything dealing with the music business, contracts and everything.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. I may need you in the future.
Yes. Well, I'll be right here after I close my study.
So let me ask you, how is it? I'm not saying you old. I'm just saying, how is it being older and going back to school?
Urban music.
No, how is it being older and going back to school?
It's kind of weird, but I will tell you that every young person that's in any class I have, they're always asking me, Miss Rosina, you okay? You okay? You want me to show you how to do this or show you how to do that? But I find myself more smarter than I thought I was.
Uh-huh.
It's like I feel like I'm smarter now than I was in high school or middle. Well, I'll just say high school when the hard work got really hard. I feel like I'm like I was meant to be in college or something. And it's like I wish I would have gone right after high school. And it's not that bad as I thought it would be. Yeah.
Yeah. Your brain is developed different now. You're seasoned and you have more wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And our cognitive ability, because you are musically inclined.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, the more singing and the more songwriting helps develop your cognitive ability, your cognitive processing. So you are smarter. You know, I know I'm smarter than I was when I was in high school right now.
All right.
Because of the experiences and, you know, the artistic stuff, you know. Uh-huh. But that's cool, man. How much longer do you have left to be in college?
I'll graduate next year. Yes, beginning of next. Well, I'll say like around June of next year, March, June. Between March and June. Yes, I'll be completely finished.
Hey, that's coming up quick.
Yeah. Well, I've been there for this is like going on a third year now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And guess what? Something somebody else doesn't know about me. I take acting classes on Thursday nights.
No.
Mm-hmm.
With
a company called Page Parks, I take acting classes. And they're bigger than I knew they were, you know.
Huh.
Since I've been going to the classes, I found out so much information about them. They are like a big company, big time company, modeling company and acting company.
So yeah. you finna be doing Hamlet.
You know, I really wanted to go in there to do comedy.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh. Like a black comedy sitcom or something. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been more going into like I told you, like in that class, in the classes I take, the group I'm with, everybody is younger than me. So it's like I'm always mostly playing like the Mama Rose. The Mama Rose and Rose where I'm like trying to educate somebody about something.
Yeah.
But it's like they go back and forth. They'll put them in that role. But I feel like I'm mostly playing like the Mama Rose. At one point they had me singing and I'm like, oh man, they try to get me to sing. And so I ended up having to sing for one of the things they had us on camera for. Yeah.
Man. Yeah, every time I talk to you, I learn some more good stuff. I didn't know you was taking acting.
Yeah, yeah. So you might see me in some commercials one day.
Hey, I'll say, hey, I know that lady. They'd be like, you lying? Wait a minute, I'm going to show you. I'm pulling up the phone. Hey, Rosina, tell them you know me. Wow.
Yeah, I am really enjoying it, too. I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
So so now you're a college girl.
Uh-huh.
You're a fluent gospel artist.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, successful grandma and parent, and just all around good person.
I try to be. I continue that all the time.
What advice would you have for somebody who's trying to recapture the years that they may have procrastinated on or lost, and, you know, want to go back to college or want to launch a music career? What advice would you have for them?
Well, right now, I would just like to tell them, no matter how old you are, you can always go back to college. Find something that you know you would really, really like to do. And college is not as hard as you would think it is. It's easier than you think it is. I thought I would have a hard time and would be failing, but I've been making straight A's since I've been there.
Wow.
So you go find something that you really, really like and go there and try it. You should try it. Don't sit back and just let your years just go on by and go to waste. You should go and try it. Even if you take about two or three courses of something that you really, really like, go and try it.
Try it.
It's never too late. Never too late.
What's the worst that can happen? You can learn something.
Yes, you can learn something. And then you'll be surprised at the young people, how they help the older people to, you know, to learn what we're all trying to do in that class.
Yeah.
Never be afraid to help either.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Ms. Williams, I really appreciate your time. Thank you for the wonderful music. And
I don't want to go now. But I know I have
to. No, I mean, you know, I just really thank you. I really appreciate you. You're just a good person to know. And I wish all the Godspeed to you. And you know how to find me.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And I thank God for you. Even though you're there and radio or whatever, if you ever need a friend to talk to, I'm right here. It's okay.
I appreciate
it's
that.
Okay.
And you got my cell phone number. I always have
an open ear.
You got my cell number, which very few people got my cell phone number, but you got it.
Tell your wife I said hello. I know I haven't had a chance to meet her yet, but tell her I said hello.
I sure will. I sure will. She's probably waiting on me to get done. But you know what? I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait till you get sick to go to the doctor. Go ahead and get yourself checked out. Get your A1C checked, your blood pressure, and all that good stuff. And don't wait until something happens to try to get life insurance. Get some life insurance so your family won't be trying to sell chicken dinners and having all these GoFundMes. Go ahead and get that taken care of. Now, may the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord God give you peace. This is your boy, Jay Will, with Rosina Williams. We're out of here. For more information on how you can be a part of the Jay Will podcast, why don't you shoot me an email at leewill@gmail.com. That's leewill@gmail.com. Follow me on my social media. It's James Williams Music on Facebook, James Williams 5497 on Instagram, at James Williams Music 1 on Twitter, and at James Williams Music ZS9DO on my YouTube channel.